All right, hello.
Hi.
Ben Fink here. And I'm at my house, and I'm going to be interviewing my mom, Marjorie Goldberg, about crossing boundaries. How you doing, Mom?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. I'm glad you're good. So, we're going to do a little interview, okay?
Okay.
About, you know, crossing boundaries, you know, metaphorically, I mean.
I understand.
Not like literally. So, you've had to perform on stage in front of audiences, right?
Every week.
Yeah, Lord knows I know it.
Yep.
Anyway, so, I need to ask, what types of feelings do you experience whenever you have to perform in front of an audience? Like, what's going through your mind? Like, what are you feeling? Like, nervous, scared, happy?
It depends on what I'm playing. So, if I'm playing something that I really like, I'm just excited to play the music.
Oh.
If I'm playing something I dislike, I have to tell myself over and over again, it's your job to do a good job and try to do your best, even though you don't particularly like this music.
Oh, you know, I meant, so how do you know if you like the music or...
Well, because I know a lot of music because I've been doing this for like 30 years, so... You know, if I have a concert coming up and they send me the music and I say, oh, look, it's Brahms Symphony No. 1. I love this piece. I know I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, that seems pretty like a good answer. For the few times that I have to do a public performance, I feel like really nervous, as you're probably aware.
Yeah, I know you get nervous.
But I just remind myself that I'm going to be fine.
Well, I get nervous sometimes, but not in an orchestra. I get more nervous if I'm playing a solo, which I don't do that often, or like a string quartet, where it's a small group. I get a little more nervous than if I'm on stage with 60 other people. That's not so scary to me.
Yeah, the feeling is mutual, because, you know...
You have your colleagues there to help
you.
Yeah,
if you tend not to focus on what people will think of you when there are other people for them to think about.
That's right, but, you know, I think everybody is concerned that what are people thinking of me? I think that a lot, but you have to learn how to turn that off and just do your job.
Yeah, so, I have to ask, how you overcome your anxiety about these types of situations and provide an example of how you did overcome it?
Well, if I have anxiety about a performance, it's generally because I'm concerned that somebody's going to think I'm not doing a good job. So I try to turn off those thoughts, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean, just stop thinking about them. Try to breathe a lot. And I try to know the music as well as possible so that I don't get nervous while I'm actually playing it.
Yeah, I sort of use the same method.
If you know it really well, you probably won't mess up. And if you don't mess up, your mind won't start wandering about wondering while you're performing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see. Yeah, I sort of, like, do the same method, but for, like, acting, yeah. Plus, in my earliest performances, I managed to get through it because you and Dad used to provide a little motivation.
Yeah, I might have bribed you a little bit, right? How about...
Not in a bad way.
No, just like give you a reward if you did a choir concert or something.
Yes.
How about your bar mitzvah? Remember, you were not even that nervous.
Nope. I guess that's because I'd learned to
You knew the material so well, too.
Uh-huh.
There was no chance you had anything to worry about as far as the material was concerned.
Yeah, good point.
Right?
Yeah, like, about that bribery thing.
Yeah.
Like, in Russell Byers, I had to do a few choirs.
I remember you had to sing in choir.
And I was really nervous to the point that I wanted to back out.
Yeah.
So you said, if you do this, I'll get you a treat or a toy or something.
They probably got you a Godzilla movie or something, right?
And then I'm like, all right.
Remember you played the piano at a couple talent shows, even?
Yeah. I felt kind of nervous, but not so much. I just volunteered for those.
Yeah, because you were getting
better.
Less nervous as time went on, because you learned how to manage your performance anxiety.
Okay. I had to ask, like, how did you feel before your first performance in front of an audience, and why?
Well, I'm guessing my first performance was... I was pretty young, because I started playing violin in... third grade.
Well, what's the first one you can remember?
So, I don't remember that. I mean, I know I had a lot of school performances, you know, in middle school and high school.
Yeah.
And I don't think I was ever really nervous for those. I probably didn't start getting nervous until college, because everybody was a good musician, so it made me more nervous. In high school, I was always one of the best ones, so I wasn't nervous.
Oh.
But in college, everybody was good. So when we had to do our recitals...
You were really nervous.
It was scary, but I tried to play on a lot of other people's recitals if they wanted a violin or a viola player, so I'd have more experience.
And did it work?
It does work. If you do something a lot and you put yourself in this situation for practice, like by the time it was my recital, I wasn't so scared anymore.
I'm glad. Well, yeah, you know what they say, practice makes perfect.
But, like, your question was, how did I feel before it?
Yeah.
So we'll use how about my college recital as an example?
Okay.
So, here's what happens to me. Before the performance, I'm very nervous. And while I'm walking out on stage, I'm nervous. And then once I start playing, it actually goes away. Because I think the waiting around gives you a chance to think about being nervous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the waiting around is the worst part for me. Once I start playing...
It goes away?
It does go away, because I know the material.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it totally makes sense. And may I ask, were you ever in any school plays or productions?
Only in the music side. I was never... Well, when I was really little, I was probably in plays because you had to be in them in elementary school.
Oh, right.
But by, you know, in high school and college, you don't have to be in plays anymore.
Right.
But I would play in the... Like, if it was a musical, I would play in the
pit.
You
were in the canopy. I mean, pit.
In the pit, right.
Yeah.
And I like being there, because I don't particularly like being on stage acting.
And you were more comfortable with that because no one really noticed you?
Well, and also, I know I'm good at that part of it. I'd never taken any theater, and I don't sing particularly well.
Aww.
But I know I play well, so I like being in the pit.
I see. You know... As you know, I had to perform in Shakespeare.
I do remember that.
In TPS, I had to do a Shakespeare production of Twelfth Night, Abridged.
Yeah.
And I was more comfortable with this. I mean, I was still nervous, but I was a little more comfortable than other situations.
You did a good job.
There were other people on stage with me. Plus, my role was very minor, and I had only, like, one or two lines.
Yeah, but you did a good job. You think also it might have been that you're... The other actors who were your classmates were supportive of you and they helped you through it?
I guess you're right.
I think that's helpful when the people you're working with...
Support you.
Support you. Because then when you're out there performing, you know you've got a little support system all around you.
Yeah, buddy system, right?
That's right. That's why when I play in my concerts, I like if I'm sitting next to someone who I feel is supportive.
Yeah.
Makes the job easier.
Yeah, I guess that's the reason people, like, give you a thumbs up, in the audience, give you a thumbs up, or, you know, just, like, urge you to go on.
Yeah, I guess so.
Show their support.
Yep.
Anyway, so, can I ask, like, what are you thinking when you're about to do a public performance? I mean, what thoughts are going through your head?
Well,
like, are there any, like, concerns, like, fantasies or worries?
Not anymore, but, you know, it's my job, so it's different when it's your job than it's not. I'm sure if I was in a play, I would be thinking all sorts of things, like, oh, this is really exciting, but I'm nervous. But since performing is my job, sometimes I'm just not even thinking about anything except, like, oh, I guess I better get out there, I gotta go to work.
Oh, I see.
You know, it's just sort of
not
a big issue. Because I do it so much.
Oh, so you're saying, like, the whole life ain't fair, get used to it mentality?
No, it's more like, gotta go to work.
Oh.
You know, well, so, like, if I have a concert, you know I have concerts almost every week. And if I know the music and it's just gonna be a, you know, matter-of-fact day, I'm gonna get there, I'm gonna put my black clothes on, look good, because I know I have to go on stage, do my makeup.
Yeah.
Get my instrument out, tune it up, walk out there. It's just, like, no different than anybody going to their office. It's just that my office is on a stage.
In front of 100 people.
Or 3,000 in the Kimmel Center.
What? I didn't know it was that big.
I think it's actually 2,500 maybe, but...
Whatever.
You know, but plus my colleagues are on stage, so that's another 100 if there's a choir and an orchestra.
Yeah, but they're not the ones in front of you judging you.
Actually, if you want to know something interesting, most musicians, I bet Dad would agree, we're more concerned about what our colleagues think than what the audience thinks. We know yes, because the audience bought tickets because they want to see this show. And we know they're going to be happy because they're there to enjoy it. But we're more concerned about what our colleagues think because, remember, our colleagues also went to school for music and listen differently. Oh. So when I'm in the audience watching something, I don't listen like a professional. I listen like an audience member and go, oh, am I enjoying this? Oh, this is beautiful. Oh, look at this performance. I love it. When I'm in the performance, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I hope I'm playing well. And then I hear one of my colleagues, and if they make a mistake, I'm like, oh, too bad.
Oh, yeah. I never really thought
of it. But sometimes it could be a mistake that nobody else hears. But, you know, the people on stage are trained differently. So that makes me more nervous. I'm much more nervous about what my musician colleagues think than what the audience thinks.
Wow, I never thought that before.
Yes.
Never thought you could think that. I mean, in all the times I had to do public speaking, I'm more concerned about what the audience thinks than about what colleagues think.
Right, but you aren't... Usually yours is public speaking, like you're doing a presentation or a play. And you're with people that have the same level
of
thoughts, probably. Probably all those kids in the play were thinking the same thing. But I think a lot of musicians and performers who do this as for a living, you know, part of your job, it being a good performer, is judging your own performance.
Oh.
So we are trained to judge our own performances and fix them if they're not up to our standards.
Oh.
So we, not to be mean and judgy in a mean way, but...
Yeah, I know.
We end up judging our colleagues who are on stage with us because we're all part of one big performance.
Yeah, I get it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. I guess I could, you know, use some... Maybe next time I have to do public speaking, I could use some of the tips I got out of this interview.
Well, you know, and by judging, I don't mean judge poorly, but no, listen to other people and critique their performance in your head. And then if there was something there that seems valuable that you could use later on when you have to do a presentation, take that with you.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Basically.
Actually, I do it a lot with other teachers. If I see another teacher giving a lesson and they're doing something I never thought of, I think, oh, next time I teach this piece of music, I'm going to remember to use this teaching technique.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But if they're doing something that you don't think is admirable.
I would just leave it out.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But it also in performing, if say I'm playing a piece that's really hard and I can't come up with a good finger pattern to make it sound really good, I'll look to see what my colleagues are doing and try if they have a different finger pattern they've chosen.
Yeah.
Because you know how like in piano, you as long as you play the note, it doesn't matter what finger you use, but sometimes it's easier to use one finger or another.
It's
the same for string instruments. So sometimes I will look around and say, oh, look how they're playing that. That seems much easier than the choice I made.
Let me
try that.
I get it. Well, thanks for sharing with me, Mom.
Oh, you're welcome, honey.
I really enjoyed the interview.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
No problem. Love ya.
Love you too.